Thank you for calling our claim center. Para español, marque el número uno.
For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4. For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
There's nothing in there. Well, I guess it was a good thing we didn't have much in there then. I mean, all these other people do.
Melanie, speak. I may help you.
Yes, I'm going to need to speak to a manager.
Okay. Do you want to have assistance you with this matter in regards to what, Mel?
Well, there's a few different things. Dispatch transferred me over to you guys. I need my vehicle towed, number one, that was supposed to be towed yesterday. And number two, my vehicle was vandalized. And I want to see how you guys are going to pay to fix it, since it was your guys' fault that my vehicle wasn't towed yesterday.
Okay, so this is in regards to a client relation. So I can get you over to that department, and you can see if they have a supervisor present to speak with you. Okay.
Is that I think I was already with them, and they transferred me to you, saying that this is where I need to be, and I speak to your manager and tell him about the winch, the passenger side window, and about the tow. I've been talking to you guys for over an hour, so I've been going back and forth between departments. So one of you guys need to figure out who I'm supposed to speak to, because
okay,
I've gone to two different.
Okay, sorry, not to cut you off. Now, if you was charged for the tow, I handled the tow reimbursement. Now, as far as the windshield, now you said it was vandalized from the towing company, or?
No, what happened was, yesterday at 1 o'clock or around that time, I can tell you exactly the time if you want it, because I can look at my phone. But around 1 o'clock yesterday, I called to have my vehicle towed.
Mm-hmm.
Sat on hold for an hour and 11 minutes and so many seconds. I can't remember. I knew yesterday because I was pissed off. But anyway, that's beside the point. So sat on hold. The gentleman never found me a tow. So he says, because I had been on hold for over an hour, and he says, why don't we do this? I'll go ahead. I'll keep looking for a tow. As soon as I find you one, he says, I'll text you with the information. I said, okay. Hey, that sounds good. And I says, well, okay, then do I have to keep, I asked him a few questions about the key. You know, do I need to be there, blah, blah, blah. He says, well, some tow companies want you guys there, some don't. He says, yes, the key does need to be in the vehicle. So I says, okay, I'll have to walk back and leave the key. He says, okay, well, when you do that, give us a call back. Let us know where you put the key. And that way we can let the tow company know. Okay. So I walked back, did that, left my key, told Paul to come back, told you guys where the key was at. So now it's, what time is it today? It's now almost 10 o'clock in the morning. My car is still sitting on the highway, and my passenger side window was broken. So my vehicle was broken into while I was still parked there because, well, it was never towed. So to me,
okay.
I feel like that was your guys' fault, since, you know, if you guys could have called me back and said, hey, you know, never found a tow for you. You know, you may have to figure it out on your own because, you know, our tow companies are overly busy. You guys, you know, you can find your own tow. Well, then, okay, that would have left it on me. But as far as I last knew, you guys were finding me a tow.
Okay, one moment, ma'am. Let me just get this detail in motion, and let me see where exactly you need to go, okay? One moment.
Okay. You didn't bring your wallet. remember, but the news was saying that some other city was over 120 degrees,
I'm sorry,
I think.
Thank you. Ma'am, what is your first and last name?
Marie Lasso.
Marie, is that M-A-R-I-E? And then what's the last name?
Yes.
Can you spell the last name?
M-A-R-I-E. L-A-S-O.
I'm sorry.
L-A-S-O.
Okay. And what's your phone number?
720-477-8563.
All right. And what's your address on the policy?
Do you need my policy number?
No. You can provide a policy number.
Thank you. That's okay.
Okay, I think I found you here.
Okay.
All right. Let me just put you on brief hold one moment, okay?
Okay.
One moment.
Sorry about that. I know. One of those candies that you only need to take 2 or 3 bites of and it can last you the whole day. I gotta let her go on the grass so she can go to the bathroom and keep pulling her away.
Please.
So she can walk. I'm helping she can walk. Exercise. She, I can only take her off for a little bit. And then she can walk. And then she can walk. And then she has to go on the grass and take a phone to get up and on the side where it's hot. And then she has to go on the floor.
Just take care of with me, okay?
I can hear music. I can't really hear you. Is somebody talking?
No.
Sound like the hymn.
Probably it's hard to hear with the music. Is it is way too short. They call it way too much.
Ooh, that water does feel good.
I wonder why they're doing it. Huh?
I'm trying to get someone on the line that can further assist you with this matter, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, one moment.
Okay. I'll pick up my line this morning to figure out what I need. But I'll come in and have a book for her.
That's it. She's the only one up.
Good luck, Tom. Thank you. one paid for the fucking tow.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to the insurance company about getting reimbursed for all those months that I paid for this toll and emergency roadside assistance that was nothing but full bullshit by the time I needed to use it.
Hopefully,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So I actually get with somebody from client relations. She's investigating the situation for you. Okay. Get back on the line soon. Okay.
I'm hard to hear you, so I really couldn't hear what you said.
I understand, but I spoke to somebody, so she's investigating it for you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry about the music.
Start a damage claim.
Okay. All right. Miss Marie, so I have someone on the line for you from client relations that's going to go ahead and set up a claim for the damage to your vehicle, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Sorry about the inconvenience. You both have a wonderful day, okay?
You too, and thank you. And I really appreciate you because out of four people that I've talked to today, you were the only one able to help me. So I really appreciate you.
You're welcome, Miss Maria. You have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right.
Hi, Miss Marie. Is that what I'm understanding? Marie?
Correct.
Okay. Hi, Miss Marie. My name is Trish. Now, I understand that, unfortunately, you did leave your vehicle unattended, but while it was being left unattended, your vehicle was vandalized. Is that my understanding?
Yes. Actually, it wasn't unattended for quite a few hours. But after never hearing back from you guys, I called back to give you guys the information of where the key was at, because I originally stood on hold for over an hour. It was more like an hour and 11 minutes and so many seconds. I can't remember at this point. But he still never found anybody yesterday. So that's when he told me, hey, I can text you with the information and, let you know sometimes. And then at that point, that's when I did ask, do I need to be there? Or can I leave? And he says, well, is the key there? And I said, well, no. I said, I brought the key with me.
Oops.
Yeah. And he says, well, the key has to be in the vehicle. So I said, well, shit. And that's exactly how I said. Well, shit. Okay, I guess. I says, well, okay. I says, I'll go ahead and walk back to the highway and leave the key, which is what I did. He says, okay, well, when you do that, he says, call back and tell us where the key's at. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry. All right. Now, I do see that you... Let me see. I see this was yesterday that you called in. We received a phone call around 4 o'clock East. Now, I'm going by Eastern Standard Time because I see that you're in Colorado. So you're like, what, 2 hours behind us or an hour?
I have no idea.
Right
now,
no,
I called at, I can tell you what time. The first time I, because I did call back to give them the information about the key.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the first time I called was, oh, I hope it doesn't try to, okay, there we go, info. I called at, I ended the call at 1:59, and I was on hold for 1 hour, 6 minutes, and 41 seconds, so I called, little before 1 o'clock.
And that was yesterday.
Did correct. And then I called back.
What number?
Huh?
Okay. The 720-477, so I can make sure that we are provided with the information so we can investigate this further. The phone number that you used to call in for service, is this the only phone number that you called from? Is it 420-477-8563?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now... Okay. All right. Right now, the time here is 12:17. What time is it on your end right now?
10:19. So we're 2 hour and 4 minute difference.
2 hours.
A 3 minute difference.
2 hours. 2 hours difference. Okay. Okay. So that would have been, we received a, I see it at 2 o'clock our time. But you're stating you called in at one, but you were on hold for a long period of time. So I apologize. And they're constantly, well, I can tell you they're constantly hiring people to alleviate those hold times. So I apologize because that obviously is never our intent.
Well, the hold time isn't what upset me. I mean, I understand, I do customer service myself, so I do understand.
Uh-huh.
And that didn't upset me. When I got upset is when I found out my vehicle's passenger window was broken into and my vehicle never got towed. That's when I got mad, and that was today.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the whole time things happen. I mean, and he was very nice. I mean, he kept coming back on the line every few minutes saying, I'm sorry about having you on hold. I am trying. And he was trying to find me a tow. So, he did keep in contact with
did
me.
They, okay. Now, did they advise you of the inability of locating provider yesterday and advise
no.
to possibly call back in today? No.
No. Otherwise, I would have just found my own tow yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is what I ended up doing now. I wanted to try to also set up a tow with you guys as well, because I really didn't want to have to pay the whole $85 with the people that I found. But he said if I can get you guys to be able to get it picked up before he calls me back to go pick it up, then he would prefer you guys to, because he's very busy. But
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see here. All right. That's the best phone number. This is the best phone number to reach you, the 720-477-8563, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have an email address?
Yes. Are
okay,
you ready?
Go ahead. Yep.
Big Mama, BIGMAMMA870 at gmail.com.
BigMama870@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And you're saying back, which back window?
No, it was the passenger window.
Oh. Oh, passenger window. Is the front or back? Does this?
The okay, front. It's only
one. So there is only one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Passenger scene window was. Is it completely gone or just cracked?
No, it's completely gone. There's glass on the
okay.
seat and everything.
Oh.
Yeah. And everything inside was taken. Ooh. But, yeah.
Okay. Passenger side window completely gone. Everything broken into. All right. Let's see. And you said that you were never. Okay. So they did they say if they secured a provider for you?
They never. He never found anybody for me. What do you want me just to start from the beginning so you know what happened or?
Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't see that a provider was secured for you on my end. So that's I apologize that happened, and you were never informed.
When you say provider, do you mean my insurance provider or the tow?
I'm sorry, a towing company.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. That's why I'm upset that my vehicle never got towed is because I never got a call back from you guys to tell me who was going to tow my vehicle.
Did you ever receive a message or anything?
Nothing. Because what he told me is that, because like I said, I was on hold for, what did I tell you, an hour, 6 minutes,
yeah.
or whatever. He said, you know, ma'am, he says,
yeah.
I'm not able
to
find anybody, but I can text you the information as soon as I find somebody. Oh, okay. I said, that's great. And then that's when the conversation came up about the key, and I had to walk back
boy.
To the truck and leave the key. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. So that was the last I heard from him, is that he was supposed to text me with the information about who was going to tow my vehicle.
So they provided you no updates?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. Well, I apologize that happened, because they're obviously over so often they are supposed to send you a text message to advise you of the status of locating provider. If in the event that, you know, one is unable to be located, they let you know and say, hey, if we've exhausted our options or we have to go what we call out of network, what would you like to do? We can move forward with that opportunity. Or you may have the ability to locate a provider on your own and submitting that receipt for reimbursement consideration at that time. So it sounds like from what you're telling me, you were never provided that opportunity.
No, otherwise I would have been calling today and said, hey, I found a toe. I found a toe.
Yeah.
I mean, because I didn't know
about
that.
I truly am sorry.
Well,
yeah.
I would say it's
okay,
but I'm really... because you're so nice, I'm actually very, very pissed off right now because, well, I have to now pay for my window and my
stuff. Oh, trust me.
Gone.
Yeah.
So
okay.
You being
well,
so
what
nice
I can do.
Mad.
Well, yeah. Well, you're already aggravated, and you're already in a situation that nobody wants to be in. So, not being anything else but nice is not what you want, what you need. So that's why we're here.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to send the bring this up with my team and advise if there's anything, you know, because obviously we need to leave. We need to listen to the calls and obviously provide coaching opportunities where needed. And then we can let you know, advise you of if hopefully, you know, if anything that we can do for you on our end after listening to the phone calls. So, and then obviously I do apologize that a provider was not dispatched for you, at least on my end. I did look into this further because maybe there's a situation where I'm unable to see that a provider was dispatched and they simply were unable to come, or, you know, I don't know until I listen to phone calls and research this a little bit further. Also, now you said that you would like your vehicle to be towed from its current location to the destination. Was that a repair shop originally it was supposed to be taken to?
No, it's supposed to be taken to Walmart, which is, I told him, I think, I thought it was approximately about a half a mile. But when I walked back, because when I originally told him that, I was mad when I walked to Walmart, so it didn't feel very far. But I would calm down and realized it's about a mile from where I want it towed. It's off of the highway, and it was supposed to be towed.
Your vehicle is still on the highway?
Yeah, because they never had it towed.
I didn't know if you did call somebody or not and have it towed to somewhere.
Because I called, actually, you're about the fifth person I've talked to. I started calling a little bit before 9 o'clock this morning, because what happened, and the reason why I found out my vehicle was broken into is because my daughter went by yesterday, because I said, hey, go, you know, because she gets out of work and she works not too far from there. And I said, hey, go by and check to see if the truck's still there. I said, because we never heard back from the emergency roadside assistance. She said, okay. So her friend and her went by. She went and checked on it. It was fine at that point. And that was it. What time did you go by? 10:15. About 10:15, 10:30 last night. So she looked inside. Everything was fine. And that's how. And then today, she locked the door. And she told me, oh, I locked the door. I said, oh, shit, the key's in there. So this morning at 7 o'clock this morning, my friend that's a locksmith went in to go unlock it. So if you guys ever found a tow for me, they could get in there. Well, he says, I don't need to unlock your door because the window's not there. I was like, okay.
Oh,
and
that was this morning.
And he said, I said, is there anything inside my vehicle? He said, nope, just a bunch of glass on your seat. And I said,
All right. So you called a locksmith this morning.
Yeah. And I was also wanting to see if you guys knew who I would call. Because I know the highway has cameras. And I didn't know if maybe, one of those cameras picked up the person that broke into my vehicle. But I don't know who to call for that.
Yeah. The only way that happens, if we don't have access to that. I don't even know in your area who you would even contact to see the there's legal liabilities there. Unfortunately, you know, we can't, I don't believe you could even call them to find that stuff out. I don't know, I don't know for sure. Cause you know, each state is different, of course. Let me write down a note here. Whose vehicle was vandalized. Okay. Okay. So anyway, you know, as far as anything else, I mean, we can investigate this on our end. Like I said, they would have to, I need to listen to the recordings, advise what you were told, and move forward from there. And if your vehicle is still, obviously we need to get that vehicle off the highway.
It's still there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you need a tow to that destination of 200 West 136th Avenue in Westminster, Colorado?
Correct. It's a Walmart. It's a super Walmart.
Okay. All right. So All right, I will. All right, let's do this one. All right, can I place you on a brief hold?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Miss Mary?
Uh-huh.
Hi. Do you know, did the locksmith, did he tell you whether or not the keys were still with the vehicle?
Yes. The locksmith is my friend. He's my best friend. He just happens to be
okay.
a locksmith.
Oh, okay.
And yes, he was smart enough to check to see if the key was in there because he looked around and he said, yeah, did you put it in the ashtray? I said, yeah, that's where it's at. He says, yeah, that's where it's at. I said, okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Give me a second here because we're putting. Okay.
So the key is still in there, thank goodness.
And you will not be with the vehicle.
No.
Okay.
Come on, Blizz. I'm not putting him in his cage since we're going to walk.
All right, I'm placing what we call an alert so that someone contacts you for your vehicle to be picked up and taken to that location. I'd like to provide you with a reference number. So hopefully this gets handled right away. If you don't hear from someone in about 10 or 15 minutes, I'd like you to call into the roadside assistance line, provide them this reference number, and they will see my notes. Because I'm going to transfer you. I'm also going to transfer you over there directly.
Can you repeat if you're going to be a
Yeah, you're breaking up. You're breaking up, Miss Murray.
Yeah.
How about there?
Uh-oh. Okay. Okay, can you hear me?
Right there?
Yeah.
A little bit. Okay. All right. The reference number? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hold on. Let me go back to where I was at. I had to go take my dog pee because he had to go super bad.
Oh, I'm
just
sorry.
Walk back to where... Oh, no, that's okay. He peed. I just got to walk back real quick.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Alrighty. Hurry up. Let's go. Let's see. Reference number. Okay, what is it?
105-86-236.
0158-6236.
Yes. All right. I have notes in there for them to contact you, letting them know your vehicle is still on the highway. Also, would like the provider to take pictures of the vehicle. Let's see. Okay. I'm also going to send you a text message with my information.
Okay.
Sending that right now. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Okay, good. Okay. All right. Now, I will be leaving here for about an hour. So if something happens in between time, you do have that information. That's for my whole team. I do have notes. Otherwise, I can return your call when I return to my desk. Okay. So I'm going to transfer you over. Unfortunately, I can't do what we call like the representative that you spoke with. I'm unable to do a conference call. So I need to place you on a hold while I contact the roadside assistance directly. And then once I get a representative, then I will transfer you right over. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
When you transfer me, that's to set up for my toe, correct?
That is the setup for your toe. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
I do have a representative on the other line. Bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, okay. Is this Marie?
Marie. Can you hear
yes.
me? You keep saying hello. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I was advised that your vehicle has not been towed from the location.
Correct.
Okay, and did you get a text message with the provider name and ETA on yesterday?
Did I get what?
Did you get a text message with the provider name or ETA?
Nope, that's why I'm calling back a day later.
When the ticket was set up?
Nope. Actually, you're the only one that's told me that. I was supposed to receive one, so, huh? Okay, I didn't. He said he would send me a text when he got one, but he never sent me a text. But that was just to tell me who was going to tow my vehicle, he said.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay, that's what you're talking about. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a text sent to your phone if you're going to tow your vehicle and when the time he was going to arrive.
No. Well, when we originally hung up after being on hold, him and I, for over an hour and 6 minutes, he said he was still going to try to find me somebody, but I never heard back. That's why I ended up calling this morning, because the vehicle's still there.
Okay. One moment.
Off, please.
Yes, ma'am. Once I find a provider for this tow, I will give you a call back and let you know the name, number, and ETA time of this tow.
Okay. Okay. Do you know about how long that's going to be? Because I did find it on my own. Okay, because I have been, as I've been talking with you guys for the last couple hours, I talked to a tow company, and a general, I did finally get a hold of somebody, and he said he could be there, but I also told him I was talking to you guys, so he would prefer you guys to find somebody because he's extremely busy, but he can go pick it up if you guys can't find somebody.
Okay, we try to aim for at least a 2 hour or less ETA. Would that be something you want to agree with?
Well, I mean, if that's how you guys do it, I mean, I guess that's what I got to do.
Okay, and I will make sure I give you a call back to keep you updated on that vehicle.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
So you will call me Dak, right?